Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And we thought we'd try something new for our welcoming you into our episode. Move things around a little bit so you don't miss at the end of the episode where we say, hey, we love hearing from you. You're delightful. And we do want you to tell us how we're doing. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Send us an email if you like. My daughter told her to email a classmate about something, and she made it sound like I suggested that she use a carrier pigeon or send a fax. Bottom line, we would completely geek out if you sent us a carrier pigeon, and we'd probably send you flowers or something.
That's true.
But we love hearing from you.
We do. I have one review that I read this morning. This was from MS537543. This is what the review said. It will make you laugh or at least smile. It will make you feel smarter, maybe smart enough to be a contestant on Jeopardy. I'm sorry, it probably won't, but we'll try. I do not know how these ladies do it, but they are doing a fantastic job.
Oh, that's delightful.
So nice.
If you don't get over to the Apple Podcast reviews, you can still find us on Instagram. We're Brain Junk Podcast, all one word.
Yeah. And we also have our messages turned on. Mm-hmm. If you're not about that email life, you can definitely direct message us anytime you want. It's where we find a lot of our ideas. For example, today we're talking about everything you never knew you wanted to know about lost and found art.
Will there be Indiana Jones or like Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg from the Uncharted movie? Are we going that direction? Because I'd be excited. I'm excited even if it's like we found it in the basement.
Less whips and tombs, more dumpsters.
Oh, even better. It's been saved from great peril.
So there's this Smithsonian article by Jan Recker about artwork in a dumpster. So in 2017, Jared Whipple heard from a friend that he had a barn he was getting ready for sale. And so Whipple was like, oh, cool, I'll go and check and see what you've got. And there were hundreds of pieces of art in this dumpster.
What? So like the family had been like, we're getting rid of all this. You can have what you want. We got
a dumpster. Yeah, they just throw it away. Ooh. We don't want it. Exactly. So these are canvases. And I'm gonna have you go take a look. The artist is Francis Matson Hines.
M-A-T-T-S-O-N?
Yes. These canvases are brightly colored, abstract. They're wrapped in what almost looks like slim pieces of nylons. Lots of kind of mechanical looking things, some muscles. They're very odd.
Oh, these are very sort of linear, but also flowing like a body.
Yeah.
In some of them, and some look like they're amazing instruments. They might be fiber art or paint. Ooh, look, if you haven't looked them up yet, I hope I'm enticing you to do so.
Yeah, you absolutely should. So Whipple, you know, he gathered up a lot of the ones that were kind of very automotive and mechanical looking. He thought he would maybe use them to decorate kind of a businessy thing that he had going on. But as he's gathering them, he's realizing he's looking at a lifetime's worth of paintings. The paintings were just labeled by F, capital F, Hines. And they couldn't figure out who this was until he found a canvas from 1961 in that mix of stuff labeled Francis Matson Hines. And Francis, he's got the wrapping techniques. He even wrapped Washington Square Arch in what looked like giant bandages in 1980.
Okay, wait. Washington Square Arch.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I love that. Oh, and they show there's pictures of like the process. Wow.
A very distinctive style. When he finally figured out who it was, he contacted the family and they said, no, you can go ahead and keep the work. And nobody really knows how many paintings he ended up saving. But as he was showing it to art collectors and things like that, they were like, wow, this is some real stuff. So they've been in galleries and these paintings are valued maybe into the millions.
Wow, they're amazing. And like I see that automotive theme now as I'm glancing now that you've said that in some of the images, and they're beautiful and really like I want to touch them.
Ah, yes, they do have a very tactical sort of tactical. Yes, they pull guns on you. They have a very tactile looking sort of thing about them. They would be dangerous for me in a museum because, you know, you're not, you know, I've got to keep my hands in my pockets. But so seeing this thing about art being thrown in a dumpster, I was like, oh, show me more. internet. Yeah. So I found some more. A surrealist painting was found in a recycle bin at the Dusseldorf airport.
In the recycle bin?
Yeah. Okay. So talk about ADHD steering you wrong. So this frazzled businessman, he had a painting by Yves.
Eve? Like Yves Saint Laurent.
Oui. Okay, well, this is Yves Tang, T-A-N-G-U-Y. I guess I should look that up. Maybe I should do that right now.
I'm going to say Tanguy.
Okay, I like that. So it's a painting by Yves Tanguy, okay? And it was the canvas was flat and it was wrapped in a very slim, flat cardboard box. He left that at a checkout counter. When this businessman realized his mistake, he called the airport and they were like, nope, it's not at the desk. And so the airport contacted the cleaning crew and they looked and they found the box at the bottom of a recycle bin.
Oh, my heavens.
And what's funny is that this painting is very impressionistic. It's kind of
they're weird.
Looks like maybe a beach at low tide.
Is Bosch the one that does the really wild dents? It's like Bosch went through a modernist phase.
How ironic that this painting that looks like piles of oddments on a beach wound up in a recycle bin.
Yes. Can we just take a side road to say that I really want to go and take modern art, like art history again, because I just want to sit and look at people's art and have people tell me what they mean. And there's some amazing stuff out there in recycle bins and dumpsters, apparently. You all should look it up. There's a ton of amazing, quirky, like things look almost like a thing. And the use of shadow is really interesting. So you'd be like, oh, that looks like a wrench, but it's not quite. Or that could be a can opener.
Yeah. It's not something I would want hanging up in my house, but I could see the value of it from an art perspective.
I'd go visit it. I don't want to live with it, but I'd definitely go visit it a lot. It's really interesting.
Exactly. And then there's also finds of art. Like in 2007, a German student unfolded the $215 couch.
Oh,
I don't know why you would unfold a couch, but she unfolded it.
It's probably how to hide a bed.
That's true. There was an oil painting.
Oh my gosh. What?
Yeah. Preparation to escape to Egypt. It was painted, they think, sometime between 1605 and 1620. They don't know exactly.
Oh my gosh. What?
Yeah. They don't know exactly who it is that painted it because it's in a school of painting. That went on to sell for $27,000 at auction.
Wow. It's got a Birdman, y'all. Look it up.
Somebody was just like, I'll just put this here for later.
Wow. Who? Because the couch was probably from 1982. And
oh, yeah. Finding a painting inside a fake wall.
Ooh, I love that story. Tell me all about it.
Okay. So after cartoonist Don Trachte, Trachte Jr., died, his two sons were cleaning out his house and they found a gap in the wood paneling, that classic dark brown wood paneling that we thought was so super cool in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they pushed the panel aside and they found a Norman Rockwell painting called Breaking Home Ties.
Oh, wow.
This is a big painting. I mean, 4x4 kind of big painting. It shows a young man and he's all dressed in a nice suit and he's sitting next to his farmer dad who looks kind of tired and grubby. The young man is waiting to go off in his suit to college. Well, it turns out that their dad hid the painting so he wouldn't lose it to his ex-wife in a divorce.
Oh my goodness. What?
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of get that. If things are becoming a little contentious,
superheated.
Mm-hmm. And you love that special. Cause what year was it found?
It was found. It was sold again. It was auctioned in 2006. So this is probably so in some the 2000s. Point in the... Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Norman Rockwell's, especially unknown Norman Rockwell's, are very special.
Well, this is the thing. This one wasn't unknown. This one's iconic. Oh. Like this painting was used as a cover of, you know, magazine and people knew about it. And then it just kind of disappeared. We don't know where it is. It was behind the crappy paneling.
Wow.
And the sons, when it was auctioned, in 2006, $15.4 million.
Oh my gosh. Oh my word.
Can you imagine if they hadn't noticed the gap?
Oh my gosh. What if they'd sold that house? Would the art have gone to the future owner? And
yes.
Can you imagine if they demoed the house, not realizing like, oh, it's bad. We're going to rebuild this room. And
we need to fix this paneling. And they just put a pickaxe through it.
Yes, because fewer things bring as much sensory joy as smashing the crap out of a wall. You should definitely do it if you have the chance. Bathroom walls in particular, when tile goes flying, oh, so good. But just do a quick check for Rockwell's first.
Yeah, well, just look around stuff. I listened to a podcast today and they were talking about how this person had bought a computer game this was on My Favorite Murder. It was a minisode that somebody sent in, and they had bought a computer game like in the old plastic box from a thrift store. Mm-hmm. And when they opened the box, there's the disc and all the paperwork. Well, there was an envelope in there that was blank, and they opened the envelope. It had $700 in it.
Oh my gosh.
So you know somebody's grandma was stashing the extra cash in the VHS tape container and the computer container,
yes!
And then
it
just went out.
My parents, when they started cleaning out my grandparents' house, would find and coins for my grandparents. My grandpa liked to stash change. He just never spent it, I think. And so they'd find little hideys of little change.
Yeah. Why is there a gold bar at the bottom of the filing cabinet? I was sure I'd find something like that in my dad's filing cabinet. He was a squirrel too. Okay. So I got one more. In 2009, and this is kind of funny, art historian Gergely, oh my God, the names I picked this week. Art historian
it's probably Gergely.
It's G-E-R-G-E-L-Y. Gergely?
I believe so.
Art historian Gergely Barki. Okay, so he's a researcher. He was a researcher at the time in 2009 for the Hungarian National Gallery in Budapest. So it's the holidays. He's going to sit down with his kids. They watched the 1999 Stuart Little movie. That's live action, but then they had the computerized little Stuart Little mouse.
Yes, played by Michael J. Fox. I know, bedazzled people. That was right on the tip of my tongue.
Well, there's a moment where the family poses in front of the fireplace to have a picture taken of them. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that the painting over the family's mantle in the movie seemed to be a painting done by a Hungarian painter named Robert Bereny. And the painting is called The Sleeping Lady with Black Vase, very impressionistic painting of a woman. It had disappeared in 1928.
And some person that designed the set designer found that some weird place. I hope that's the story.
Okay, so yeah, can you imagine you're like, wait a second.
Wow. Watching that movie with your kids, you're like, hang on. And you pause the movie and freak the whole family out. But I think that would be, as an art person too, you know, this movie was filmed in like 1998 and you're watching it in 2001. Where is that painting now?
Well, yeah, 2009 to 1999. Who knows what happened to that?
Are we going to know?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So Barki wrote to Sony Pictures in Columbia and eventually spoke to a set designer who had picked up the painting from a Pasadena, California auction for $500.
Wow.
She took it home after filming and the painting was in her living room.
Her own little piece of memorabilia. That's nice for her until they tell her who the real owner is.
Yeah, until the Hungarian National Gallery in Budapest is like, you know, we'd kind of like that back. And it turns out that the sleeping lady with the black vase was eventually given back to Hungary. But nobody knows where 1928 to purchase for the 1999 movie, where it was hanging out.
Wow. So I kind of like the idea that you're an accountant in Sheboygan, but your great grandpa was a second story man. And you didn't realize that you just donated a Vermeer or something.
Yep. There were a lot of stories of the piece of art that always was on the wall. It was like, it's like every episode that I've ever seen of what's that PBS show? Antiques Roadshow. Mm,
yes.
You know, and somebody brings in a thing and we've been using this to hold open doors to our farmhouse. And they're like, well, that's a Ming Dynasty vase that's worth $3.5 million. And the person has a heart attack.
Yeah. You're not actually allowed to leave here with that. We're so sorry.
Yeah, no, we're going to put that in an armored van. Yeah, although then there's also all the things where you're like, Uncle so-and-so gave this to you for the family. And there were 10,000 of those made in 1924. It's not...
You're special like the rest of us. Yay! Yay! I'm afraid that that's my general level of specialness. There's really nothing that could be.
Yeah.
No. Sadly. My mom might have a few treasures in the basement. Hard to
say. So moral of the story, check your attics, check your basements, check the walls before you move out.
Yeah. Double check before Nana rents a dumpster or you rent a dumpster for Nana.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That would just be so crazy to realize you were that close to destroying. And then how many pieces of art have been lost because there was no intervening factor that stopped the dumpster?
Like Francis Matson Hines, you know, who we started mm-hmm. with, all of his paintings, a lifetime's worth of paintings were in that dumpster because they're like, I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah. My dad liked these, but they're not really my thing. The moral of the story is if you are a second story person and you plan to rob a museum, make sure you've got a fence lined up first that can handle the merchandise.
And or put some tags on things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do some labeling.
You know, a little white tag. Hey, by the way,
value dash 3.5 million as of 1979.
Yeah, this is the actual original.
Yeah. Yes. That little red spot is a little bit of the artist's real blood.
Oh, no.
Share some details. We want to know. So that, yeah, your family can live the high life once you're gone because they won't exactly. be prosecuted.
So if any of you all have some cool stories about art or things that you didn't know was cool, we want to know. Instagram message us and maybe we'll talk about it.
Yes. You all know you can play us on a smart speaker too. So if you were making cookies for us or something.
Ooh.
And you wanted to hear episodes while you made cookies for us.
Yes. And don't put raisins in those cookies unless they're oatmeal mm-hmm. raisin.
No. You need to disclose raisins, please.
Yeah. No betrayal.
And of course, like and subscribe wherever you hear our podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.